STC President Ricardo Solis sees strong future for transportation and international trade. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, Texas Border Business. FAR, Texas. South Texas College President Dr. Ricardo J. Solis said the college is preparing students for continued growth in transportation, logistics and international trade as new technologies and expanding commerce with Mexico change workforce needs across the Rio Grande Valley. Solis spoke during a visit to the FAR Truck Expo, where trucking companies, equipment providers and businesses connected to transportation and international commerce gathered to showcase their operations and services. Solis, who has served as STC president since July 2021, said the college's commercial driver's license training program remains stable and continues operating in the McAllen Mission area and Rio Grande City. He said STC is also considering additional CDL training opportunities in the Mid-Valley as that area grows. We continue seeing the region for international commerce and trade very strongly here in the valley with Mexico, Solis said. He pointed to just-in-time inventory systems and manufacturing activity in northern Mexico as factors supporting transportation demand. Solis said manufacturing operations are returning from Asia and other international locations to areas including Matamoros, Reynosa and Nuevo León. STC is already ahead of the game and preparing to have all these programs available for the people here in the region, he said. Solis described the FAR Truck Expo as an important demonstration of the commercial opportunities connected to transportation and cross-border trade. It's impressive, especially with equipment and the companies that are here, Solis said. He said the industry extends beyond trucking to services supporting maquiladoras, transshipment, twin plant operations, warehousing and customs brokerage. It's not only transportation, Solis said. All these other services, customs brokerage, all of that are key for this whole industry, international trade. Solis also discussed emerging transportation technology after learning that TRANCASA had brought a Tesla electric truck to the expo. He said electric, hybrid and self-driving trucks are technologies he expects to become increasingly visible. That is the way of the future, Solis said. These electric trucks, also the self-driving trucks, all of those eventually you're going to see happening. Solis said TRANCASA works with STC as a partner in its CDL program and provides industry guidance as the college develops specialized certificates. STC already provides training connected to warehousing, safety, security and forklift operations, he said. He also pointed to artificial intelligence as another technology affecting transportation and logistics through automation and faster processes. AI is playing a big role in that as well, and we're seeing that here in the valley, Solis said. A recent MarketWatch report cited by Solis said the U.S. trucking industry is showing signs of recovery after the freight downturn that followed the pandemic shipping boom. According to the report, spot freight rates have increased about 35%, while contract rates have risen about 10%. The report said manufacturing activity, reduced trucking capacity, and the construction of AI-related data centers are driving freight demand. It reported that more than 3,000 data centers are operating nationwide and more than 1,500 additional facilities are in development. For STC, Solis said the changes reinforce the need to prepare the regional workforce for transportation and logistics jobs as international commerce and technology continue to evolve. We're very excited about great times, Solis said.